Astra. Let's go and talk about some NRL. People starve for it now. We've got through Christmas into the new year, and they're trying to defend their title this year. The Cronulla Sharks, and James Maloney's online to BSB Extra. Morning to you, James.
Morning, guys. How are we?
I'm very well, but Munsey, he's primed, and he's got some in-depth questions here for you, James. You better watch out.
Let's go.
Oh, well, Jimmy, I'm up here on the Gold Coast, mate. You'd love to be up here. I'm preparing for a rugby league season.
It's not about you. It's not about you.
Now, listen, you know, we talk a lot about football, and, you know, it's a lot of people's passion, but you've won comps with different clubs. You're now at Cronulla. You've won the premiership last year. They can turn the porch light off for Harold Holt and everything like that, their first premiership. And you're now a Shire person. How has it affected, you know, the people in Cronulla? Do you get pulled up in the street a lot more than you did before? Can you notice a change in the community in the Shire?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the fans especially, I think they're still living it up and enjoying it. You know, I know over the break, Chrissy break, I went down the south coast and ran into quite a lot of Sharky supporters down there, and they're still pumped and over the moon. You know, it's something that was special to be a part of. You know, and as I say, there's only ever going to be one first. You know, at the club, so to be a part of that, you know, it's going to go down in history. And you know, a lot of people have waited a long time for something like that, so. I think they're making the most of it.
So, James, how does a team get through that? We've seen it in the past with teams that, you know, win a premiership sparingly, and then they fall off the ledge a little bit in the next season. How does Cronulla get through that as a team?
Yeah, look, I think we're focused on making sure we need to be better than where we were last year. So, I think as a team and as individuals, everyone sort of setting goals and finding areas that they want to improve on in their game. And I think that's the biggest thing. Not, you know, last year's been and gone now, and it's, when we start this year, it's not going to count for anything. We're going to have a harder run. You know, every side we play is going to play their best game of the season against us. And, you know, it's hard as a side to be up for 26 games in a year. So, yeah, that's the challenge, and I suppose that's why no one's been able to go back to that for so long.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys went very close this year, of course, but they were lucky. They kept the nucleus of their premiership-winning side from the previous year, and Cronulla's lucky enough going into this season to be in the same situation or a very, very similar one. You haven't had to get rid of a lot of players.
Yeah, I think a lot of sides are probably lucky. You know, they probably get maybe another year or something before, you know, contracts expire, and then, you know, then you face a real challenge to hold on to, you know, the group of players you've got. But yeah, we haven't had too many. Obviously, McInnes retiring, there's a bit of a void to fill. But other than that, we're pretty much, you know, the top 17 is pretty similar. So it's exciting. Got a lot of young kids. You know, he's back at training now, and there's a lot of young kids coming through, which is exciting. It brings a lot of energy to training and things like that. So we'll have to see what we can do. We'll sort the hook and roll out. We've got a few options there, and get ready to go.
Well, mate, the most important question a lot of people are asking, with the retirement of Mick Innes, who becomes chief pest at Cronulla? You?
Nah. I think Mick's still involved. I think he still logs in whenever he feels like it. I think he's on his own schedule. But he still pops around, and I think he's going to be doing a bit of work with some of the hookers and that. So he can probably retain that role, you know, on the coaching staff.
And you don't really want to lose players in experience like that, do you?
Nah, mate. I think we're probably lucky the fact we do have quite a few senior players still in the side. So, you know, but while we lose one guy with a lot of experience and, you know, someone that was really valuable to us, guys like Louis and Gal and Hino and, you know, all those guys are still there. So, you know, that definitely helps.
Well, mate, we're not far away. We're, you know, under a month away from the Auckland Nines. How do you prepare as a team for the Nines? You've had a bit of experience now with a few competitions over there. What are you doing differently in a Nines situation?
To be honest, we haven't done anything. I don't think they did anything pre-Christmas, but I've only been back for a couple of days, and you know, I think our focus will be, you know, the World Club Challenge. So I don't think the Nines is going to be too big a focus training-wise. I think, you know, we've only got a month or so to, you know, get some, build some combinations, especially around, you know, who's going to be the new nine and things like that. So that's probably our biggest focus at the moment.
I guess we're talking with James Maloney from the Cronulla Sharks here on BSB Extra. James, I've always wondered about teams training and closing the gates and preparing, trying to get new moves locked away and things like that. Do we oversell that in the media, you know, when you do something like that?
Yeah, look, there's not too much, I think. These days, everyone runs similar plays. You know, you get the odd club that might come out with this sort of play, and then you see quite a few other teams, you know, see it in the video and they might actually poach it and use it themselves and things like that, you know. I think it's more how you run things and that, you know. I think the plays in general are pretty similar, and, you know, with all the video and analysis that there is, you probably only get to use it once, you know, when no one sees it coming, and then after that, you know, even if you used it in round six, you know, clubs will still pop it up in video and say, look, they have used this before, just, you know, be wary of it. So, you know, it makes it hard to sort of come with real surprise, new secret moves, I think.
Okay.
Well, you certainly kept a handy one up your sleeve from the scrum base there. It went a fair way for you.
And it did. And what about, I can't remember if we used it all year, but we feigned it a couple of times, and I actually thought it was a terrible move. I didn't think it would ever work. And then grand final, she worked, and we got the first point. So I was wrong on that one.
Well, it was a great move, and it'll live in the history going forward of the Cronulla Sharks. We thank you for joining us, James. I know you've only been back for a couple of days, but people are starved for it now. They want to start talking NRL, and we really thank you for coming on.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks very much.
Good on you. James Maloney there from the Cronulla Sharks, and plenty of markets open on the NRL going forward as well.
Yeah, well, you know, James, you said we've got the World Club Challenge coming up. We've got the Auckland Nines. We've got the Premiership markets up and running. The draws out now for the comp. We've got, you know, individual match markets and, you know, big year for rugby league too, Andy, because Fox Sports are launching their NRL channel.
Yes, they are.
Of course,
yeah.
So we've got 24-hour, you know, rugby league on Fox Sports, and of course tab.com.au, one of the major sponsors there of rugby league at Fox Sports. And just looking at the Premiership market, I'm astounded that Souths aren't right at the top, Andrew. I must admit, straight
please,
off the top.
On.
But you've got Brisbane, Melbourne and North Queensland all $8 chances. Canberra and Penrith at $9. And the Warriors and Cronulla sit there as an $11 chance. But Souths will win the comp, no doubt.
Okay, good luck with that.